Apprentice Cade. Apprentice Cade, are you there, Apprentice Cade?
Mum? Is that you? No, you called me at the wrong time again, Mum. No, wait. Oh my. You have a deeper voice. Ah, Master Eon. Sorry about that. What can I do for you, Master Eon?
I have a job for you, Apprentice Cade. The job is called an intro. Do you know what an intro is?
Oh, yeah. Hello. My name is Cade. I'm an apprentice. And you're Master Eon, yes? Ah, yes. That's totally an intro, right?
So at the count of three, I want you to do the greatest intro for the greatest interactive figure podcast ever. A podcast that will cover all the realms, Skylands, Disney Infinity, Amiibo, and even Lego Dimensions.
Oh, right, yes.
We'll begin in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello there, fellow portal masters and other human beings. I am Apprentice Cade. And now, we are proud to present the Interactive Figure Podcast, where we'll be talking about all the different realms. And now, here's your host, Raygun 5! No, wait, no, it's wrong. He is just the first part. Raygun!
And so, young portal masters, are you ready for the challenge? Then jump on your portal. We have an adventure to go on. Let's go.
Hey, Arcaders, Ray Gunn here with the Arcade Archives and Zowie Kripali, and I want to welcome you to our first ever Interactive Figure Podcast. It's been a long time coming, but we're finally here and we're finally going to do this thing at least once a month, I hope, or as news comes out. So let's get started with a little interactive figure news, and I think everybody's going to know what this is all about, especially given today with today's little video that was posted up on YouTube and everywhere else, and that is Lego Dimensions. And I'm pretty excited about it, especially with the announcements that have been coming out as time has gone on, because I think it was announced, what, last month, probably, guys?
Around there.
Yeah,
around
there. All right. Well, you know, before we get started, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. Go ahead. Let's start off with the Mr. Everybody Knows, Uber Nerd.
Hi, everyone. I'm Uber Nerd.
That's right.
Hi, Uber Nerd.
He's calling from the prison phone. So
I'm calling from the prison phone. Wait! Hold on!
He's in county.
Who told you I was in prison?
He's in county.
Who
right
told
now
you I was in prison?
He's going to be making license plates. No, he's actually he's at a remote.
Well.
He's at a he's at a remote feed right now. So bear with us. And who's next?
I'm just.
Hi, everybody.
So interested. What did Uber Nerd do to get into jail? You know?
What did you do?
I don't know, man.
Did you capture some rare Pokemon or something?
No, I can't tell you, man.
That's probably
what
it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, those legendary Pokemon, they destroy buildings easily. Just saying.
So, okay, who's next?
Hey, guys, it's Sir Luna here. Hey.
Everybody remembers him. Holiday podcast over on the Electric Circus. And he does various little articles here and there. Levels is one of my favorites. And we have a new scribe over here. And who are you?
Yes, hello.
What are you?
Archivers. This is Jabbo238. I am new to the scene here. Very excited to talk to you about these interactive figures. Really excited about all this news coming up. I am mostly going to be a Microsoft, I'm an Xbox Live kind of a guy. Xbox Live, Gamertech, JAB0238, Jabbo for short.
Jabbo. Okay, so now we have, this is our round table. This is the people that have the most experience that I've been able to find on all of these interactive figures. We already know.
You're
how addicted Uber Nerd is to the whole thing.
Only a little.
Yeah, only a tad, a skosh. Especially if you saw the last Gamesters, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, let's get back to the news about LEGO Dimensions. So it was announced last month that LEGO Dimensions was coming out. The first question I want to ask you guys is, what do you think of the price point on this bad boy? I mean, this is now $30 more than in retail than every other interactive figure game out there. What do you guys think?
You do have the video game, the gaming aspect involved, but it is still physically a toy. It's a Lego set that you are building together. And I'm sure everyone here can relate to spending oodles of dollars on Lego figurines growing up as kids. And, I mean, I've put together a Star Wars AT-AT walker, and those things run easily, you know, $120. But that didn't play anything with Back to the Future or Wizard of Oz or anything. So, I mean, it's a little pricier, but it is value to it, okay. You know, beyond just a video game.
Okay. And, Sir Luna, what are your thoughts on this whole thing?
I think it's cool. I mean, it broadens the demographic to not just, Batman fans, but, you know, just other popular culture out there as well, like Lord of the Rings as well. I mean,
oh, yeah. And it's funny because, I think, what have they done, one Lord of the Rings game or two so far?
Yeah, they've done one really good one.
Yeah, and it was incredible. It's probably one of the best ones they ever did. And Uber Nerd, what do you think, sir?
I agree with you that it's a great idea. I think it's way too expensive. That's my problem with it. I think that, you know, the other games, yes, I understand that you're getting all the pieces and you have to put the pieces together, and that's very much like Lego sets, and the bigger Lego sets are really expensive. I do understand that. It's just that I think compared to the other two games, which are, what, about $80? They're about $80 for the starter set. Asking people to basically pay, like, what, $100, which is probably, what, almost 75% of what they paid for the system itself.
I don't really
think that's a good idea price point wise. I think I understand why they did it, because for one reason it's a lot of Lego pieces, for a second reason because they have to pay for all the licenses that they got. Did we go over those licenses there, Reagan?
Well, and that's what I wanted to delve into next. Now, we already knew about the DC superheroes. Obviously, there's no Marvel involved at this point, but we have our DC superheroes. Of course, we have Lord of the Rings. I think the big one when it was announced was the Back to the Future franchise was involved, and that was a big deal when you saw that DeLorean flying across the screen. That was huge. But I think, in my opinion, it wasn't enough to purchase at that point, even though Back to the Future was involved. But then you have Portal, which was big enough. I mean, they actually take the game of Portal and turn it into a Lego-based interactive game. To me, was like, it was mind-blowing. Then the announcement last week that they had Doctor Who, which, in all honesty, they've done what, one interactive game. It wasn't with figures or anything, and it was a very limited release. So that alone brought the value up a tad. So I'm my interest is peaking, but I still think it's going to be one of those either buy it used situations or wait for the price point to come down in 6 or 7 months. Especially given that most of these brands will end up having to sell you a new Portal as technology changes anyway. And so that's why I would wait. But I'm really excited. I mean, imagine, guys, for the first time, you're going to be able to put Back to the Future in a Doctor Who universe and vice versa. That's, you know, if they threw in Bill and Ted, then we've got something. I mean, that's just...
Can I jump in here real quick?
Yeah.
Being a Whovian, and being a huge Doctor Who fan, there's only really been one American Doctor Who video game. Which was actually really a decent game if you ever get a chance to play it. It's a really, really, really interesting game. To see Doctor Who, because they've been trying to make Doctor Who a video game for a while. The problem is, the Doctor doesn't shoot anything. He doesn't have a lightsaber. You know, he just uses his sonic screwdriver. So it's a very difficult thing to put Doctor Who, the Doctor Who characters, you know, in a video game.
Right.
I think that Lego, though, is a good fit for the Doctor and for the Doctor Who characters.
Right.
Because of that fact alone. And you guys can probably agree with me, too, because I'm sure all of us have played pretty much all the Lego games thus far.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, all the Traveler's Tale Lego games. Huh?
Not yet.
Well, I mean, not all of them, but I mean, we've played a good majority of them. But we all know that Lego games are very unique for having all types of different characters, not just punching and kicking, but, building and fighting so all kinds of different things. And I think it's a great idea. I think it's a good fit for the Doctor, and I think it's finally a good idea to put that in there, finally, for a video game.
I think what's exciting about it, too, is if you notice in the last year or so, they had been taking user submissions, so to speak, on Lego designs. And I think that's where the Back to the Future design actually came from. But we had other properties like Ghostbusters and a bunch of other things that could very well be incorporated into this game. So you're literally talking about just about any movie franchise that you could possibly think of that they could incorporate into this relatively easy. And that fascinates me. Like, could you imagine seeing, like, Gremlins in it or Goonies or, you know, any number of those classic 80s franchises or 90s franchises that you grew up with being turned into Lego figures and actually being used in that game.
And Ray Gunn, you bring up a really great point at just how easy it is to introduce, especially this younger, newer generation of gamers, to those wonderful franchises that we've grown up and loved with. I mean, goodness gracious, Disney XD, I just saw this the other day on television, they were showing Doctor Who.
Oh, I know.
It just blows my brain. That's so awesome. That's so cool. And Lego Dimensions, it's just the perfect way to do it. Like you said, it's just so easy to put those games in and out. Telltale, always quality product. Yes, it's more or less kicking and destroying bricks together, but it's never a bad time.
Never. And I will tell you, my favorite one of all the Lego games had to be the Indiana Jones one. I loved that game. If nobody had played
first
it in this
second.
Group... Huh?
First or second?
The first one.
Indiana
I didn't play
Jones.
The second
one.
The first one.
Yeah, the second one
I think just incorporated Crystal Skull.
I don't know. I can't. I'm too biased with the Marvel side of me. I loved Marvel superhero universe. That was just so wonderful. So fun just flying around as Tony Stark, as Thor, Black Bolt. They just had the entire Marvel universe available to them. It was so great to see them and play them on the big screen.
And it's sad you'll never see it again. I mean, you know, because they really had something going on there in the Lego universe that unfortunately, you know, with the acquisition will just never happen again, and that's sad, but at least
those
games are out there
still. Not necessarily, Ray, because Lego did that game after Disney had bought Marvel.
You're right.
Lego gave them the permission. However, I do think you're right, though. I don't think we'll see Marvel superheroes or Star Wars, which is their biggest seller, in Lego Dimensions. The reason is because Star Wars is coming to Disney Infinity, and Marvel is already in Disney Infinity, and I doubt very highly that Disney will allow them to do that.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100% there. But, there's enough titles out there. How about this? Jurassic Park. Imagine if they put Jurassic World, Park. Jurassic World now. But, just taking that universe and throwing it in there as well. I mean, there really is a lot of opportunity. And the way the game is set up, it kind of looks like a Disney Infinity build-your-own-universe, plus they're going to have play sets situation all over again. My thing is, I'm hoping it's not that.
I really hope it's not that. Well, I really hope it's like a Skylander thing.
You know what, though? I mean, I think it's going to be a hybrid. I mean, it is Lego. We're talking about construction. And I think that's the one disappointing thing for me is I have to build this portal before I go to play. And I'm like, oh, God, I'll be there for an hour building this thing before. I know. Well,
just follow the instructions, Ray Gun. I'm old.
That's what it's there for.
I hope so. Knowing my luck, I'll either lose a piece or the instructions. I'm not sure which one. But
if
anyway,
Doug Brown can put it together, you can too.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we know so far. You guys are killing me. That's what we know so far about Lego Dimensions. And the funny thing is, they literally announced this, what, late last month. So it's really been hitting pretty hard right now. And I think the release date was actually on the video today. And I think it's like in November or September.
September.
So it's quickly approaching. And of course, we have E3 coming up next month. So definitely, there's going to be a lot of news down the pike after that. We're going to know a lot more. And also about everything we'll be talking about with this podcast as well. So anyway, that's the news I wanted to bring up. So I think what we need to do, guys, is jump right in. And let's get started with, of course, the first game that started it all. Let's start with Skylanders. Okay, Uber Nerd, you go ahead.
Myself.
I'm going to be the Skylander dude.
Yeah.
What?
Uber Nerd definitely is the expert on this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
When I immerse myself a lot.
And I have to say this one more time. I blame myself because it was a conversation, a single conversation we had in my office at Disney Quest that started this whole thing. I swear it was that simple. And then like the next day, it just started and it was over.
Well, there really is only three pieces of news, really. For Skylanders. First being that Sky 5 was announced. It is coming out. We don't know anything else about it. We just know it's coming. My prediction is that we'll hear something at E3. Because that's when they tend to show off new stuff. There has been some speculation as to what they're going to be doing. Video game wise, I've listened to a lot of podcasts and I've heard a lot of predictions about what they're going to have. I'm not exactly sure what else they could do. I'm sure they could do other things, but, you know, the three games that they've done so far have been phenomenal with Giants, with Trap Team was, like, technology-wise, Trap Team was amazing. And how it played and, you know, trapping the villains and being able to play as them. I thought that was always really kind of a neat little thing that not anyone else thought of. But there's really no other details. There's been, you know, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see it, but there's been quote-unquote leaked photos out there. So there's been a lot of speculation. So I'm really thinking that next month when E3 comes around, we'll be hearing more about Sky 5. Second piece of news is that the last of the Trap Team figures are already out, I believe. There are only two left, Flame Kong and Flipwreck. Flame Kong is a little an air element monkey that flings Frisbees. Air Frisbees.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then the other one is Flipwreck. It's like a dolphin, but has a shield made from leaving my head right now. It's made of a helm, a big wheel, the big steering wheel for a ship. And then also he has a sword, a wooden sword.
I want to point out, too, I'll say this for Skylanders. The figures in this game have been above and beyond the best that they've done so far.
I totally agree. My only complaint with the Trap Team, with the Trap Masters is that they seem kind of plain as composed as opposed to like the Giants, because the Giants can light up and do all these crazy stuff, but the Trap Masters are just like, oh well, we have clear pieces of plastic that are our weapons, you know. I kind of wonder why they didn't choose to light them up, or you know, do something interesting with them.
Yeah.
So the last of the figures are coming out. I think the only thing left is pretty much a lot of the, because I don't know if anyone knows this in this panel, or anyone out there probably knows it if you're listening to this, but the traps themselves have different molds. There are a lot of people out there that actually collect all the molds. Oh. And different like that. I don't personally, because I think it's a waste of time. But some people like to collect stuff, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Personally, I just don't feel that I need to go out and get every single one. All I needed to get was one of each element, and I was good. And it took me forever to find Chaos Trap, which finally came out, and I got it. I grabbed one. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Flipwreck and another character called Batspin were the two winners of the Frito-Lay contest that they had, where they had Skylander fans choose the Skylanders.
And they do this every year, don't they?
As far as I know, yes, or at least the last couple of years, yeah. They've done it. Who knows what Sky 5 we'll see, I'm sure, eventually.
Yeah.
The second part of it. The last news, and this will make you happy, Ray Gunn, because I know you love McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
The Skylanders Happy Meal toys will be out. I believe if they're not out already, they'll be out in the next week or so.
Okay.
Happy Meal toys, they have nothing to do with the video game. They're just toys.
Right.
There will be the first time ever that you'll be able to get a villain, because they have a couple of the villains you can play in the game.
Right.
As toys. I'm sorry, the last set had Chaos. But anyways, so this is like some of these, this is the first time they're actually making figures for the figures. Apparently one of the collectors was going to make basically stick one of the Happy Meal toys on top of a trap and use that trap as that character. So, I mean, that's a cool idea. But, so those will be out in the next couple weeks, or if it's not out already. So look out for those. They have no interaction with the game itself. I don't know if they come up with, like, a bonus thing for the game, or maybe unlock a... Maybe if you put a code in, you unlock something in the game. I don't know. All I know is that they're just basically toys. That's all they are.
Okay.
I believe they may have Broccoli Guy, and if they have Broccoli Guy, I'm going to have to get it, because I love Broccoli Guy. So.
Now, what's your favorite character out of the group so far? Because you've played everything but Giants at this point.
I haven't beaten Giants. I've played Giants. Yeah. I haven't beaten them yet. My favorite figure? Ooh. That's like asking me to tell you what my favorite children are.
Yeah.
I have to say I'm kind of partial to Spyro. Okay. For two reasons.
Yes.
First being he's a dragon, and dragons are my favorite animal.
Right.
Second being I'm very fond of Spyro, since I used to play the game on the PlayStation 1 and stuff like that, so I'm very fond of him. I'm very happy, you know, playing Spyro in the game, and the gameplay is very similar to the old Spyro games. And that makes me happy as well.
Yeah.
So I would have to say Spyro.
Well, that's great. Okay, so in essence, you know, folks, we're at the cusp of E3, so we're going to have a lot of news coming down the pike as we get close to E3 and, of course, afterward. So there'll be a lot more to talk about, of course, in our next podcast about all of this stuff. So that's basically Skylanders. So let's jump on over to Disney Infinity.
Boing.
And let's
boing.
See what's going on boing. There. Yes, boing, boing, boing.
Yeah, so of course everyone should have heard this by now if you're not living under a rock somewhere under the jungle and wastes. but Disney Infinity 3.0 has
I like that segue.
Yes, and all tied in together. It was themed appropriately because Star Wars is coming to the Disney Infinity Toy Box universes.
I am very excited about this.
Goodness gracious, we've got Anakin Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano had been announced as figures. Obi-Wan Kenobi, not only Yoda, Darth Vader, Han Solo, Princess Leia, all of these figurines coming in. Also, we're getting a whole bunch of new Disney-owned and operated characters, such as Mulan, an original Mickey, and Minnie Mouse will be coming out as well as part of the Originals collection. We've been really anticipating that. Going to be completely separate character from the Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey Mouse. It's going to be its own classic red shorts, yellow shoes, nothing else, just regular old Mickey Mouse. So unbelievably excited for that.
I'm really excited for Korra. I'm super excited for Korra.
Korra will be cool. Goodness gracious, there's just so much stuff. They've been slowly leaking footage, slowly leaking information. Now, if you're a fan of Infinity, you know, like, one of the most heavily addictive and heavily expensive habits is the power discs. And if you, until now, if you wanted to buy power discs, go to the local Best Buy, whatever, you would buy them in a blind pack of two. Unless they came with a specific figurine or a specific set, you would always purchase your blind pack and just hope that you didn't get a double.
Right.
Knowing that's a little ridiculous, they are announcing that they are going to have set packs available for, I believe the retail price was
$9.99. Okay.
Packs of four. And it'll be like a Star Wars power disc set, a Pixar's Inside Out power disc set, Tomorrowland power disc set, and you'll be able to see what they are. You will never purchase the same power disc again because they will only be available in those like packs of two or four.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that idea. It's kind of like what Skylanders did for the traps.
Right.
Yep. So we are still looking. We're still thinking that probably you're going to have to buy a new starter set.
Right.
And I'm not looking too forward to doing that. I've got three Infinity bases in my house as it sits right now.
Oh.
I none of my Infinity 1.0 playsets are compatible with my 2.0 discs. I am just praying to the gaming gods that I will be able to play my Pirates of the Caribbean set, my Monsters U set, my Marvel sets on 3.0.
Now let me ask you, is it simply because they changed the RF technology on this?
It's as simple as it's the information. The set can read it. The power set can read the RF chips. They're the same basic model, same chips. It's just that the information, of course, for the game is on the disc that comes with it.
Right.
And you know, I play on an Xbox One. There is such thing as internet and DLC content. I can very easily stove that information on my hard drive and just play it right from there.
Right.
Which is what we always thought they were going to do. And of course, there's money to be had, and they're treating it more like Madden games. And there's one just every single year it comes out a brand new one, and just forget about the ones that you've had. So.
That's the problem I've had with Disney Infinity since the beginning, is that they always release something and it's just not compatible with anything else. Like you said, the power discs, you never knew what you were going to get. I was never fond of the games themselves that they came out with, because I'm more of a give me the game and let me go through it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to sit and build and construct. I mean, that's fun, but I want that game. I want that solid gameplay, and that's what I was missing out of Disney Infinity. Now, I'm hoping, I'm real excited about Star Wars. I will say that. Star Wars was what I really wanted to play. So there is hope there, and possibly that's when I will jump in and actually buy Disney Infinity. But since its inception, I really haven't been impressed enough to spend the money because of it. And I'm hoping that Disney's learning as they go along, because Skylanders had a few steps ahead of them. That was their biggest problem, is they had a solid year. You are too, I think, because it wasn't until Giants, I think, came out that Infinity actually hit the shelves. So they were already up two games on them, and I'm hoping that that changes with three. And you're right, buying another Portal is not a pleasant experience, because Skylanders has the same problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But keeping with the idea of making it worth it, especially since Star Wars being such, you know, it's probably the biggest title that they've got for them right now. I'm a little biased being a huge Star Wars nerd, but they announced, of course, E3 is going to tell us more information about the new Battlefront game coming out this November,
yep.
Which I am super excited for.
Super stoked.
Best franchise at Star Wars.
Yeah, man, I want to be as gorgeous for that.
Yeah, but the one thing that they did announce, though, is that they were not going to carry in over the space combat, which was a huge selling point for Battlefront 2. And I love just jumping into an X-Wing fighter, flying across an asteroid belt, landing into the opponent's Star Destroyer, destroying their internal systems, zapping out some TIE fighters or some X-Wings. But they have just released some more footage for Infinity 3.0, and almost the exact same dodging animations, they do have space combat in Infinity 3.0. You will be able to fly around through space, shoot down Star Destroyers in your X-Wing. I saw the Millennium Falcon was a playable vehicle in that as well. And for me, that
question
could be the selling point right there.
Absolutely.
Question for you. For those of you game into the video game first, because if you're listening to this and you're not a video game player, then you're listening to the wrong podcast. Do you know who developed the Star Wars part of Disney Infinity?
With Infinity? Goodness, who is it? Ninja Games?
Ninja Theory. They're responsible for games like Ninja Gaiden and stuff like that. I think that's going to make it super awesome. Fighting-wise. Because that's one thing that I've always thought was weird for about Disney Infinity was that the battle system was always fun, but kind of wonky, if you will. So I think this might actually change that in a really good way.
You know, they showed more footage of some characters. There's, of course, some levels in space for our maybe the Clone Wars saga. There was a Clone Wars era Anakin Skywalker. I guess he had landed on some satellite dishes and he was running around in zero gravity, moving across them. It was almost exactly like a Mario Galaxy.
Oh wow!
Just slicing up battle droids. It was very familiar with it. It looks almost exactly like that. So I know I love that trippy gameplay footage of going from one planet to the another planet. But one of the big problems a lot of people had with Infinity 2.0, the Marvel edition, is the amount of playsets that you had. And a lot of people, just like Raygun, they don't really have the attention span or the creativity to really use the toy box to its full potential. They just want theirs, sit there, play your storyline, enjoy it, get what you get out of it, have your nice wrap-up completion, maybe go back and play it again. Those what the playsets are really all about, and 2.0 had three playsets.
Oof.
Only three. Now, to put that in perspective, the 1.0, the starter pack, the starter set, came with three play sets.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it released more. It released three more, six total for 1.0, and you only got the three, which were separated, and you had to buy individually. However, with 3.0, I believe we have been leaked that there's going to be at least 8 play sets coming.
Right.
3 of them are going to be Star Wars themed, probably one around the Clone Wars era, episodes 1 through 3, one more towards the Luke Skywalker era, 4 through 6, possibly one for episode 7.
Yeah, I think that's a definite there.
I mean, if they don't, that's a huge lost opportunity. I mean, that's just stupid on their part if they don't do that. Yeah. Goodness gracious, there's going to be an Inside Out play set, which would be really fun. Just turn your brain off and enjoy the wonderful Pixar emotions, which I'm so excited, just bawling my eyes out in the theater when I see that movie.
Yep.
And I think they were even announcing maybe something along the lines of an Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay.
Place, continuing the Marvel franchise through to the next ones as well.
Ooh. That would be cool.
I mean, definitely, I'm not looking forward to diving in and getting a new base, but, you know, 8 new play sets, that just might be worth it.
Yeah, and, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, we all know when you're playing these games, it's the investment, not just monetarily, but knowing that that's what you want to play. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, if you're passionate about Disney Infinity, you're going to spend the money and you're going to get the gameplay you want to get out of it. If you're interested in building, that's a great, you know, game to have. That's where I think LEGO Dimensions is probably going to go. And, you know, obviously being LEGO, it's going to be just like Disney Infinity. And if you love it, then that's great. And go for it. I do hope that Disney does release more play sets, because I think that's the key with... I don't want to say it's a failure, because obviously it's not, because Disney Infinity is still around, but I think it's a misstep. I think they need to understand that there are people out there like me who, you know, hey, listen, I'm tipping 50. Just give me a good, solid game that I can run around in. I don't want to have to build it first and then go run around in it. That's what I'm interested in.
And you've got, of course, you know, your younger audience as well, ages 7 through 10, who love the Disney franchise and love just playing with the figurines themselves.
Right.
I'm sure we've seen kids playing with Skylanders toys, with the Amiibos, and with the Infinity figures without even touching the consoles.
Well, and that's part of why this conversation started with about this podcast is there is a lot of diehard fans out there that just collect figures. They don't even play the games. Yeah. They just run to the store as soon as the figures come out and they buy them. So, you know, and you go on Facebook, go on any one of the hundreds of Skylanders groups or Disney Infinity groups, and that's what you'll see is picture after picture after picture of people just displaying these figures. You go on Instagram, prime example. You'll see it all the time. That's where I thought there was a deficiency because, again, I felt that these podcasts were mostly done by kids, which is great, doing reviews and things like that, but there was nothing for the core audience of adults that were playing or, you know, older kids that dig it, but they're into the figures themselves. They're into the story of the games themselves, not just about, I'm going to play this and then maybe in 6 months I won't anymore. You know, so that's why, you know, we're doing this today. So, is there any figures that stand out for you that you have in your collection? Anything at all? Any game that you're playing right now in Infinity that's jumping out at you?
You know, the most recent ones that came out for the Disney side of everything, you know, 2.0 is mostly going to be your Marvel characters.
Right.
But they brought Aladdin, just my absolute favorite Disney character. Who didn't play the Aladdin game in the 90s?
Yep.
I was so disappointed when Aladdin didn't throw apples in the game.
But see, in Disney Infinity, you can actually build that level and run through, probably.
You can, and that is one of the creator content, is that you can download, and they've got the first level where you're running around through the streets of Agrabah, getting to the very end, side-scrolling just like the old game.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. So, looking forward to 3.0. I hope they do fix the issues with the leveling up system.
I've heard that a problem.
Now, they did add the skill tree, like we've talked in previous podcasts. But if you got to a certain point in the play sets and your character gets overrun by enemies, well, you're done. It will time the system out. You can't just put that character back down. You need to switch to another figure.
Right.
And all the play sets came with two, so sure, you have someone to go to, but you never played as Black Widow. Let's face it. You never did. You were always Iron Man. Right. So when you get towards the end of the game and your Iron Man is at like level 16 and he's going up against these massive frost giants and you just get overwhelmed and you go down, your level 6 Black Widow isn't going to cut it.
Yeah.
And there's ways that you can tweak that and get around that in the toy box, which is just awesome. Just monster spawning and getting experience over and over again. But I'd like to not spend until 3 in the morning setting up these intricate systems on the toy box so that I can just avoid that one clunky system. So that would be nice.
That's exactly what happens in Skylanders, too. You know, like, for example, you know, I just finished... Everybody's going to laugh. I just finished the first game after 2 years. Okay. All right, get it out now. Get it out now. Yeah, I know. Anyway, long story short, I had to level up so many of the characters I had even before playing the game. So you would spend hours in training to get those experience points just so that you can have a character strong enough to defeat Chaos. And it took forever. And I think even Ubernerd will agree with me that the original game is actually harder than some of the other ones, especially the boss battle.
That's why in Trap Team they added the Chaos Challenge.
Yeah.
Basically a tower defense game. But literally, you can level your character up quickly. Very quickly doing Chaos, all the Chaos Challenges.
Yep.
And there's a lot of them. There's not a little. There's a lot. And you can really just level up your character right then and there in that Chaos Challenge. You don't have to go to, like, the Colosseum or anything like that, because the Colosseum, while fun, is a very difficult way to level up your character, because a lot of times these Colosseums are pretty strong for lower levels. So you have to play through the level again, and while playing through the levels are fun, sometimes playing the same level over and over and over again kind of gets boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
so, it's the same levels and the same villains you fight.
Right.
And everything.
I mean, you know, in the Infinity Toy Box, all you gotta do is create a creature spawner over a kill switch and just stand underneath it and collect the experience they drop, and that's, you know, that's an easy way to go about it. That's how you pick the game.
Okay. Hey, for you kids that are listening, there you go.
Yes. There you go. Easy experience. Make it happen, guys. But we will keep up with all the 3.0 news as we go along. I think that's all we really have for Infinity right now.
Fantastic. Now, again, once we hit E3 and we get through that, we're going to have a lot more information for you guys out there. Keep listening to us, and we'll feed you information as it comes in. All right, well, let's get started with what are we up to next? We got Amiibos, Sir Luna.
Amiibo!
That's right, there he is. There we go!
So as far as the upcoming ones that are coming up on the 29th, we have, from the Super Mario line, strictly a Silver Mario.
Mario?
Yeah, Silver Mario.
Oh, Super Mario. I thought you said Silver Mario. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go run right out and put some money down.
Metal Mario would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm renaming that one to Metal Mario. It's strictly Metal Mario from the looks of it.
I'm just waiting for my Pac-Man. Has he been released yet?
I'm going to get to that.
Yeah, okay, good. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, keep going.
That's all right. But as far as my predictions go for Silver Mario, I think it's going to have a much more limited stock than the other ones. I can say that with certainty.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've had the biggest gripes with the community as a whole about how slowly they're being released. And I think people have to understand one thing. Nintendo, they're new to this game completely. And on top of that, we just dealt with a huge strike of all dock workers anywhere in the country that's on a major port. So these figures literally sat in a boat, in several boats, over about a four-month period. So in all honesty, it's not anybody's fault because Skylanders and Disney Infinity had the same problem. It, yep. But for some reason, Nintendo gets the brunt of the attack. I have to say, out of the three, I've been really impressed with the quality of the Amiibo so far. They've done a great job. So keep on going, Sir Luna. Let's hear some more news, what's coming out.
All right. As far as the Super Smash Bros. Lineup goes,
yeah.
We have Robin, Lucina, Charizard, Wario, Pac-Man, Ness, Jigglypuff, which was a Target exclusive.
Oh, wow.
Greninja, which was a Toys R Us exclusive.
Right.
Yeah, that's gonna be gone like stupid Cario Man.
He's so upset.
He hated that.
He's so upset about that one.
I am so upset because I wanted Lucario.
I know you did.
Hold on. I'm hearing rumors that they might restock Lucario on the 29th as well. Oh. Not just Lucario, but...
Well, that better happen, because I want Lucario, and I also want Greninja, because he's my main.
He's...
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not just Lucario that's getting restocked. I'm seeing, like, more rumors about Meta Knight being re-released as well for Best Buy, along with DDD, Lucario, and Mark as well, who's been off and sought out ever since he got first released in the very first wave of Amiibos, may I add.
Right.
Alright. And finally, from the Splatoon lineup, we have the Inkling Girl, the Inkling Boy, and the Inkling Squid. The Inkling Girl and the Inkling Boy can be sold separately, while we have a bundle which has the Inkling Squid exclusively to that bundle.
Okay. And those are...
When does come out again?
Splatoon will be coming out on the 29th along with the Amiibo.
Wow.
Oh, cool. Okay. So along with the game itself?
Yep.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Now, what about... the big one for me is the whole Yoshi's Woolly World. What are we up on that one?
As far as I can see, it's slated to be... They're slated to be released in the fall of 2015. Oh. We're going to be getting a green Yarn Yoshi and a light blue Yarn Yoshi and a pink Yarn Yoshi.
Okay.
I'm going to go for the light blue Yarn Yoshi.
I'm going to go for all of them, and I'm going to tell you what. Those are going to be highly sought after. I mean,
yes. By the way, Ray.
Yes.
If you really want to get one.
Yeah.
They're going to have a special edition one that comes with the Yoshi.
Yes,
so
I saw that.
You'll be able to get the game and the Yoshi.
Yeah, because they finally had that commercial on the web just the other day, I think, last week, and they finally showed that there was going to be a pack in. And then they showed there was also, I think, a three-pack, as I recall, in the video.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And then probably individual packs to be released after. But I think, out of the group, that these are going to be huge because they're so unique and so different than everything else they've done. That you're going to have people scalping these on eBay, left and right.
That's for sure.
You know, and I find that a lot with the Amiibos as a whole, that you'll find these limited released Amiibos are put up on eBay almost immediately, and it's almost like the Chaos Trap problem we had just a few months ago, where they were going for like $100 a pop. And And without the Chaos Trap, I mean, it's just almost impossible to do anything. You can ask Uberner, he'll tell you.
Well,
Let
me say.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
I mean, you can still beat the game, but obviously you can't use Chaos.
Right.
That's basically the only. Like, they say you need the Chaos. I don't know. I've played the game. I've beaten it. I mean, you can, like, literally, when you beat a boss, he's trapped whether you have the trap or not.
Right.
So, it's just, you are not able to play him until you get the trap that is their type.
Right.
The only bad thing about having one of each type, though, is that I can only use one character at a time.
Right.
Which is fine, it's not a really big deal for me, you know, because usually I would only get one anyways. I mean, with Chaos, though, he's the only single one trapped, so, you know,
go, we were going to get chaos all the time. And you can switch them out, too.
Okay.
You just need to know which, you just need to know which bad guy is in which trap, so sometimes it gets confusing.
Oh.
But,
sounds like too much work for me. I'd be lost the first minute. I'd be like, oops, okay.
I agree, though. I'm really mad, though, at, like, and I love GameStop. I love going to GameStop. I have a lot of friends who work for GameStop. But I'm very mad at GameStop, though, because they're having a lot of problems with just pre-ordering these figures. Like,
yeah.
I used to be able to go into the store, pre-order who I wanted, and then leave. But apparently when these figures were announced, and Luna, you can verify my story.
I can definitely vouch for that. Oh my god,
yeah.
It was such a cluster. I waited two hours
so many
in line, just so I can pre-order these plastic figurines with computer chips in them.
Right.
And putting it that way, it sounds like a terrible thing.
It's not. Right. It does sound terrible, but at face value, these are Nintendo collectibles. I mean, we don't really see much of these in stores anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not. It's not every day that we see a Captain Falcon figure like flying around, or a Fire Emblem character figure, or whatever. Oh man.
You are seeing more of them in the stores, though. I have noticed that. Like, when the Super Mario Amiibos came out, I didn't see Mario for a long time.
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to see him in the stores, him and Peach, because I didn't see him and Peach for a long time when the Super Mario one came out.
Well, and the funny thing, too, is now, you know, we all know that GameStop does pre-owned figures, and surprisingly, you do not see any Amiibos at all. I don't think I've ever seen an Amiibo.
Wait, you do see them, but they go very, very fast.
That's why I don't see them then, because...
Probably, yeah.
Every time I go in, there's plenty of Disney Infinity and Skylanders, but not a single Amiibo in the house. So,
in fact, just recently, I went to GameStop and they had a used Mario.
Oh, wow.
So, and it was gone.
Yeah.
It was gone the next day, so, yeah.
But,
they go fast. I know my brother even traded in two of his Amiibos.
I am not opposed to getting pre-owned games from GameStop. It's easier, but I just cannot get a pre-owned figure.
I agree with you. I can't see myself getting an Amiibo without...
I like pre-owned figures. I've done a lot of the Skylanders that I had no chance getting because of the pre-owned one.
Yep.
I mean, I have a legendary Jawbreaker, and I have the black figures.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know anything about Skylanders, usually when Skylanders comes out with a game, they usually do a separate special starter set that comes with black figures. These are figures that are just painted black. I have all the Trap Team black figures because somebody traded all three of them in used.
Yep.
So, I mean, it gives me a chance to get the figures that I've never had before. Now, have I ever bought a used Disney Infinity figure? No. No, I haven't. Yeah, sure. Like, I have my friends at GameStop looking out for the black suit Spider-Man that only comes in the PlayStation Vita starter set that just came out recently.
Yeah. I
want that black suit Spider-Man. I want it.
I will point this out, too. When you buy used, it's kind of like buying used books at college. They're already marked in, i.e., their levels are up pretty high.
But the good thing about like Skylanders is that you can always reset the
I found a good majority, because originally they were erasing them. They would send them out to their hub and erase them and then resell them, and then they stopped doing that altogether. So sometimes I would go in and I would get a figure that was maxed out, and it was just like, oh my gosh, this is great, because now I can actually get farther in the game and I have a leveled up character without doing anything.
It all depends, really. If it's a figure that, like, it's a figure that I've never played before, yeah, I'll erase its memory and then restart it again. You know, if it's a figure that, you know, I just got because I just wanted to get, or I just need a powerful figure, then I'll use it.
Yeah. Well, see...
How horrible is that, though? You're just destroying their life of achievements, the battles they've won. You just destroyed them, given a full frontal lobotomy.
See, that's why I keep them intact.
Start over again.
I keep them intact. I like my figures. Hey, listen, they're maxed out fantastic. Just means that I can kick somebody's butt even faster. I'm good with that. I will admit that, you know, a few of them, that's exactly what happened. I would walk in and this was at the point that they were still racing, I thought. And then all of a sudden I brought it home, put it on the portal, and I'm checking its stats, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this thing's up at 900. And it's supposed to start out at 2. I'm like, oh, well, this is a win-win. And away I went, and that character lasted 10 times faster than everybody else.
One of the fun things about Skylanders for me is that discovering how the character fights.
Oh.
And if the character's already at max, it's not as fun as, you know, like a character who I, you know, a character I've never played for is already at max. I can't figure out how they work necessarily,
yeah,
because they've already set them up.
Well, you know, here's the thing. With the original game, again, the difficulty level is extremely hard on the first game. So far, what I've played in Giants, a lot more mellow so far. It hasn't been incredible. Like, those Chaos battles were just... they were daunting. They were just crazy. He was throwing stuff at you. There was just no way. And if you didn't have enough figures, you had to shut it down for a while and then come back. And it was just driving me nuts. So having some maxed out characters, not all of them, but a good, you know, a few of them here and there, really helped me out. And that's part of the reason why I was able to get as far as I did. And I have no problem with that. I'm good with it. Hey, keep them intact. That's fine by me. So, so anyway, back on Amiibos. Any other news over there, Sir Luna?
Well, as far as the next wave of Amiibo that are coming up, we have Dark Pit and Palutena coming in July. And then coming in September, we have Zero Suit Samus, Ganondorf, Pikmin and Olimar, Dr. Mario, and Bowser Jr. I have a strong feeling that Palutena, Zero Suit Samus, and Ganondorf are going to be the most popular characters.
Probably.
Out of all of them to collect. Ganondorf especially.
I think the only ones I really, out of the list so far, Pac-Man, of course. I think I'd want to have a Dr. Mario, just because I like the game Dr. Mario. I'm trying to think of what else. Wario, of course. I got to have a Wario. And then, of course, I have a Donkey Kong, thanks to Uber Nerd. So I'm, you know, and again, I'm really jumping into the Amiibo thing kind of cold. The thing that impresses me so far about Amiibo is the fact that it's the portal's already there. You're not having to upgrade. It's everything is ready to go.
Yeah, just slap it on the Wii U gamepad, or slap it onto the bottom screen of your new 3DS.
Right.
Such a good idea. Such a good idea.
And the kicker is, you know, people were complaining early on, like, okay, some figures are great, and other ones, not so much. But here's
the
thing.
The more human-like characters are the ones that have the issues, only because of their facial.
Well, here's the thing, too. We got, you know, we're in the age of DLC. Things change every single day. You know, as we get along, you only need the figures. You plop them down, and there's some more content. Yahoo! That's the key to this whole thing, and I think that's what we're going to get with all the games. I think eventually it's going to become DLC. You've got your portals. Buy your figures, that's fine. We're going to give you plenty of things to do off the internet. We'll give it to you. You can either pay for it or free downloads, because a lot of the Nintendo stuff, as I believe, has been free so far. You know, to me, that's an incredible value. You've already invested in the system. You've already invested in the figures. Now just give me some content and I'm happy. And that's the future. That's a la carte. That's where we're going with it.
I'm speculating that we will see more to do with the Amiibos at E3. I think E3 is going to show off more stuff.
Yeah, we'll get to hear the actual release dates of the next wave of Amiibo for sure.
All figures.
I think so too. I think this E3 is going to be huge. And also excited that they brought back Nintendo World Championship. So that's that in itself is pretty amazing stuff. But so any figures, Sir Luna, that you've been playing with lately that have piqued your interest, or any games that you've been playing with them that have kept you going?
Well, now that you mentioned it, I am currently playing Xenoblade Chronicles 3D, which happens to be amiibo compatible with the one and only Shulk amiibo.
Okay.
So as far as that goes, every day you can tap that Shulk amiibo so that you can receive coins use those coins to unlock stuff in the gallery so you can listen to music while it's in standby mode, or just look at the models or appreciate the detail of the animations of the models as well.
See, I think that's really cool that they would, even the simple stuff, I really, that's what I appreciate. And again, this is where everything's going, I think. I think you're going to start to see that with Disney Infinity and Skylanders eventually. They're going to jump on board. It's going to be a DLC situation with a lot of this stuff as we move along. And I think that's where Nintendo slightly has the upper hand in figure design alone. But the whole, hey, I'm going to plop this on and, you know, maybe something new is going to happen today because of it. And I find that very fascinating. So I'm pretty excited about the Amiibos. And again, because I don't have to buy anything else, I buy the figures and see what happens. You never know.
That's it.
You know?
Yep.
So I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, well, we're at 1 hour. And a lot to talk about. I want to thank everybody for jumping on board kind of late tonight to get this first podcast out there. Folks, these will improve as we go along, I promise. Just kind of an opener just to see what there is to talk about right now. But we certainly have E3 coming up and a lot of big things coming down the pike for all of these games and all of these consoles. So I'm really excited. So for everybody, this is Ray Gunn. Hey, guys, say goodbye and we'll... We'll see you guys next time here on the Interactive Figure Podcast.
See ya. Bye, guys.
Ciao.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
The Interactive Figure Podcast is a part of the Arcade Archives Network and is produced by What's This Button Do Productions. What does this button do? I have no hands, so I cannot push it. I must go now. Goodbye.